Greetings and welcome back to another in our ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now on Masechet Bechorot Daf Nun Hei Amud Bet, looking at the first piece of the third Mishnah in this, the final Perek, Perek Chi'i of Masechet Bechorot. Again, on our topic of Ma'aser Behemah, Lokeach Oshinitam Batana Patur Ma'aser Behemah, something we've seen invoked numerous times throughout the Masechet. If you buy an animal or it's given to you as a gift, it is exempt from Maser Beima. Menahani Mili, what's the source of this? Some of Kahan and Makra, Pachor Banecha Titenli, Kenta Sada Shochal Tzonecha. That in describing several of the issues of Bechorot, the Torah says, bring me your firstborn sons, God says, and do the same thing with your oxen and your sheep. Now, Ma Banechem Lakuach Matana, just like your children aren't bought or given, they're yours, and this is who you birth. And so the same thing with your animals. But that pasuk's not talking about maser bema, it's talking about bechor. So amar kra ken taseh. The Torah says ken taseh, you have to do something. Meno inyan lebechor, so therefore it cannot be referring to bechor. Talo ite basia, there's nothing to do for bechor. It's born, it's a bechor. There's no action for you to take. Rechem Kadosh. So now inyan the maser beima. Therefore, we're going to apply it to the next most reasonable case, which is maser beima. Ve'emu ve'ema tneu inyan lachatat v'lasham. Why don't I apply it to achatat and asham, and say achatat and asham can't be have to be from your own flock? So the answer is dumi ad mincha, because it's compared here to pidyon haben. Your child, the Chamesh Slayim, the Kohen, is not because of a sin. So, therefore, this animal that's mentioned in the Pasuk must be something that's not being brought for a sin. So now, let's go the opposite way and say maybe it means that Olan Shlamim can't be bought or given by a gift, they have to from your own flock. The answer is Dumya Bincha, again like your son. Ma Bincha Shino Ba Benedav Ndava. The five Slaim is not a voluntary gift or one you can commit yourself to. It's something that you have to do when the occasion happens, of a firstborn child, etc. Eftzoncha V'shocha. Ve'emot Neu Inyan Olat Riyah. So maybe it applies to Olat Riyah. The reason we would say that is because the context of the Pesukim here is of coming to Yerushalayim, coming to Aliyah LaRegel. So the answer is, Dumi L'mincha, Ma Mincha She'en Kavu Al Ozman. A child, whenever he's born, 30 days later, you have to give it. Doesn't matter what time of year. Therefore, the Shor and Son here have to be, and now to put it all together, have to be animals that there is an action to do, so it can't be Bechor. Can't have come for a sin that you did. Therefore, not chatat an asham. Can't be things you can bring voluntarily. Therefore, olat shlamim are at, and can't be things that have a set time to be brought. Therefore, olat riyah is out. So now let's take it one step further. Just like there is no such thing as buying as any sort of transaction involved with bincha, which means that even if you bought an animal that was in utero, it shouldn't count, which we might think is the halacha, but if you bought 10 animals in utero, and then they all were born in once you owned them, then you have maser behema there. So Amar Rav, Amar Kra Ta'aseh. The answer is, Rav says, that since the Pasuk says, Kein Ta'aseh, is Vishat Asiyah Mi'itakatuv. It's only at the point of Asiyah that we're concerned about it being not bought, which means if it was bought before the Asiyah, which is after it's born, then it is not there for Maser Beima, but if beforehand it's okay. That of course raises an interesting question that the Gemara is going to address, and that is the problem of what about from the moment it's born for the next 8 days or 7 days until you're able to bring it in. So Rabbi Yochanan's statement may be going against our Mishnah. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yochanan, Chazoi v'chelma. So Rabbi Lazar says, Rabbi Yochanan appeared to me in a dream. Milta mali amina, because I gave a good explanation, his appearance to me in a dream confirmed that that's what he had in mind. after Rabbi Yochanan died. Amarqua ta'aseh, b'shad asiyah mi'ena katuv. The same thing that Rava said in Bavel, that's what Rabbi Lazar said in Tveria. Now, Eitim Rabbi Shimon came to Rabbi Lazar. So a student said to Rabbi Lazar, wait a second. Hakua chala ma'aser v'zman. Ma'machus v'zman. That the din of Lakuach applies even to Mechusar Zman, which means that if you bought an animal at one day, too early to bring it into the deer because you cannot bring a korban before the eighth day, therefore you don't bring it into the deer before the eighth day. But if you bought it on the first day, it's already a din of Lakuach. So Amalei Zuhi the Mishnah. Rabbi Lazar said that's incorrect. There is no such Mishnah. V'imitim Salama Mishnah, if you would argue that it really is a proper teaching, Shimon Yehuda Yimishim Rabbi Shimon, that must be Rabbi Shimon Yehuda, who quoted Rabbi Shimon famously as saying, this is something that we had back in earlier Prakim, when we had the issue of the Kohen being believed to say that the Mum on the Bechor was happened legitimately. We said that's not the case unless he has Edim. Question is whether other family members can be Edim, other Kohanim can be Edim. But we said that a regular Yisrael can certainly testify that the Mum happened properly, because after all he could make his own Mum in it. And then we talked about the issue of Mechusar Zman and whether or not how that would play out. Varehu kibachor. Ma bachor kados defines mano bakarev lacharzmano. Achuzazman kados defines mano bakarev lacharzmano. This is a very famous statement of Rabbi Shimon. It's famous to us here in Bachorot. That just like Bachor is kadosh from birth, but you can't be brought till the eighth day. So similarly, Achuzazman can come into the deer and be counted, and then you bring him after the eighth day. And therefore, of course, he would say the minute it's born, Lakuach kicks in. But according to everyone else, who says you can't bring an animal into the corral to count him till the eighth day, before the eighth day, if he's bought, then, according to Rabbi Yochanan, he would still be okay and still be able to be counted. Tani Tana Kamei to Rav. So a Tana taught in front of Rav, Ezo et nan shenichas ladir litaser. We said that, as we'll see later on, that et nan zonah could also be included in the count, even though it's something that may not come in the Mizbeach. So which kind of etnan is it? Kol shen etanola, he gave it to the zonas for payment. V'chazala kacho himena, and then he bought it back from her. Ah, va'if salei belokeach. And so now Rav turns to him and says, or a challenger on the side said, wait a second, if the guy bought it back from the zonah, it's a lakuach, which means it's not, it can't be brought. So Ishtamite, this questioner forgot. He forgot the statement of Rabbi Yochanan that said that if you buy 10 animals in utero, they can all come back into the deer to be counted. Which means, in other words, that you could have a situation where a guy gave a woman an animal in utero. He bought it back from her in utero. So the etnan component is there. But the lakua component is not there. And there you go. So the kind of the question is, why doesn't she include it in her corral for Maaser? The answer, in other words, why do you have to say that he brought it back? Why can't you say an etnan zonah that gets counted is when she got an etnan zonah and she puts it into her own corral? The answer is, zonah goya, if she's not Jewish. V'logum v'zonah Yisraelit, so why don't you make it a zonah Yisraelit, make her a Jewish zonah, meaning in this, set up this hypothetical case, and let her be, take her own maaser beima. The answer is, kamash polan, the zonah Yisraelit, lo have it not. That if a woman is a zonah, a Jewish woman is a zonah, and takes payment of these animals, that payment's not called at none, and it could be brought as a korban. V'kida abaye, da'amar abaye, right, said, zonah kutit at nana asur. If you have a zonah goya, if you have a non-Jewish zonah, then the etnan is really an etnan. But koin abalan alokemishim lechalozaro. A koin who has bia with her does not get makot for violating his seed, for having bia with her. But zonah Yisraelit, a zonah who is a Yisraelit, like a woman who is nivalet lagoy, etnan amutar. If you give her payment of an animal, she's allowed to use it, which means it's not called an etnan, which means you cannot now construct a case. That's why this Tana said what he did before Rav. There's no way to construct a case of an etnan going into the corral if the owner doesn't buy it back, or some other person buys it back. Because if he gave it to a zonah goya, then she's not going to do maser beima. And if he gave it to a zonah Yisraelit, that's not called an etnan. And therefore he said, Zonah Yisraelit, anamutar, v'korna ba'ala, alokem, yishim lo'ichalal zaro. If she's Jewish, then he violates it. Zonah goya, nanasur, why is it that the etnan is asur with a zonagoya? Gamar to'eva, to'eva me arayot, because an etnan is called a to'eva, and in throughout the arayot you have the word to'eva, abomination, and so therefore etnan is compared to arayot. Ma arayot to lotafsi bo kiddushi, the whole basic principle of arayot is these are all people with whom you can't have kiddushin. It's a close relative, it's a married woman, whatever it may be. Therefore, what's a zonah? A zonah is somebody with whom you could not have a kiddushin. Therefore, she must be a goya. So why is it that a kohen does not get makot for lo yichalel? The Torah said you should not defile your seed. If she gets pregnant and has a child, that's not his kid. And there's no yichas there. And therefore, it's not called zaro, and therefore, he doesn't violate lo yichalel. Okay, we'll pause at this point, pick it up with the next Mishnah, and Daf Nun Vav, the continuation of Mishnah Gimel, and Daf Nun Vav Amud Bet. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.